The title of this story is The Narcissist of Consumption. I am guessing he was about 18 years old, stood over 6 feet tall, and weighed 400 plus pounds. He managed to somehow find the prerequisite baggy clothes of his generation, even for a boy of his immense size. He had a large piercing in one ear and several smaller ones in the other, as well as assorted metal objects lodged in the nose, eyebrow, and tongue. He moved as if he were fighting an undertow, and from the tiny beady eyes buried in his facial fat, you could just read his disdain for the rest of the world. Blaring from the small stone cubicle that operated as a cashier station was some variety of hopeless urban hip-hop that repeatedly offered some mother effer this and mother effer that, along with a cap upside his ass, or was it her? There was quite a few bitches and hoes in the song, too. Such was my adventure in getting my car filled with gas. I was the second vehicle at the separate pumps, but Junior had a one vehicle at a time quota to his abilities, so I patiently waited my turn. A small Ford Parental zipped in with two scantily clad beach blonde teenage girls. They vocalized their impatience of having their lives interrupted by fueling, and Junior obediently followed the scent of fluttering eyelids and bouncing barely contained breasts and forgot all about me being next. Assuming this was his only stab at maledom, I waited for the girls' $5 purchase. Junior accepted their cash with a goofy, fleshy smile, and the young adventurer sped off with hearty laughs at his expense. 5 minutes later, with no word spoken between server and patron, I paid for the fuel that made my way to the grocery store to buy my supplies. Inside the store was filled with a narcissist of consumption. Each aisle would have a single person standing dead center with their card on an angle so that no one could pass. I would say the excuse me to their obvious displeasure at having to share the facilities, only to have to replay the same scenario in the next aisle. When not having to push, I would be bumped into and pushed from behind by shoppers who were apparently in some mad dash to get home to watch television, or perhaps get to the liquor store before it closed. After the usual 20 minutes, I made it to the checkout aisles, where there was a dance of exiting patrons vying for the shortest lane. The shortest lane, in my experience, invariably led to the biggest pile of coupons and the longest check writing, or the occasional just cleaned out my change jar so I'm paying in coins routine. I got jammed in between two shoppers before I'd realized I had definitely picked the slow lane. The girl checking us out was working in slow motion, as if gravity were twice the burden for her than the rest of us. She had vacant, heavily made-up eyes and a bare midriff showing. She moved as if at any moment she was going to fall into a fit of narcolepsy. While chewing gum, she would incoherently mumbling something to herself, and the woman in front of us kept saying, "Pardon me, dear?" The girl just looked right through her as she collected all of her will to move the next item's barcode across the red sensor. Each time an item of produce appeared, her 2-inch scarlet red fingernails flipped through the little book to give the item number and price. It was like watching a car accident in slow motion, fascinating, and at the same time stomach-turning. Knowing the vacancy sign on their foreheads, I don't even bother saying anything to those who serve me anymore at stores and gas stations. As the manufacturing jobs continue to march overseas here in the States, then these creatures who used to be employed at mind-numbing, repetitive jobs are slowly taking up their positions in our service-orientated jobs, jobs that used to be grabbed up by people, friendly folks, who when they told you have a nice day, you actually felt like they meant it and were not reciting some memorized placard of required storemanship like these life-couched potatoes. I hate to go shopping anymore. It has become a huge chore. I can remember it being a social event when I was younger, but sociability has slowly turned into incivility. Very few hold doors open anymore for their elders. Very few employees ask you if you need something in these discount retailers. They tend to always be on the move away from customers rather than towards them. I know the pay sucks, but I used to clean toilets at the local country club and always did the best possible work I could because my reputation was important to me. The work environment in this country is becoming absolutely ugly. A lower standard seems more widely accepted everywhere. Who in the hell looked at Junior one day and thought, "This young man will make a good impression on my customers"? If I were wealthy, I would pay someone else to deal with the public, and I would stay at home safe in my cocoon.